Good morning. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet Radio, specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry about that start. It's Mike here, and a friend of mine, Mike, is in the studio today as well, and we'll get to him in a few minutes. But to start things off today, we have a song by The Enigmas from 1985. It's called Rush Hour in Russia from Strangely Wild. Thanks for listening, and here you go. The Enigmas, Rush Hour in Russia. That's a world premiere. I hope you could hear that. Strangely Wild, 1985. That's from Mike's collection, one of the original versions of that song. Mike Davies is sitting in with me today. This is The Noise of Carpet. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca, broadcasting to you from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to everybody. Mike Davies was the guitarist in the Enigmas. Garage rock, we can ask you, Mike, about that, how you want to describe them, from the mid-80s. Let's pretend he's not here right now. And he was also a guitarist in JP5 in the 90s, in the second version of JP5. And nowadays runs, and amongst other things, and we'll get to Mike in a second, now amongst other things, he runs the Vancouver Scene Photo Album Group on Facebook, which is documenting alphabetically bands from the Vancouver scene in the 80s. Is it the 80s, Mike, right now?
Yeah, I haven't got to the 90s yet.
Okay.
And I'm up to the letter F.
Awesome. So he's doing it alphabetically up to F right now, and so members can join and submit photos for bands from the day in Vancouver. Mike is also the guitarist in Stiff Little Fingers tribute band right now. Mike, welcome to CJSF.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This is quite an experience in here.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you could make it, and yeah, very happy you could be here. Now we're here today, an anniversary, is it the second or third year anniversary?
Well, 3 years ago on March 31st, Jerry Jen Wilson, who I call Jen, so I'll probably just keep calling her Jen from now on, but she died tragically in a house fire in Maple Ridge. And I think the story I heard in the end was she went back into the house to save her dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've
read
as well.
So it makes it even worse. But right. Yeah, so there's been a lot of tributes to her since her death, which is ironic because, you know, some of this stuff she never really heard much. And now we're listening to, some stuff that she, would have been very excited to see get re-released and things like that.
Right. And so anyway, it seems to be the case. And so who was Jerry Jen Wilson then? I know that she was a singer, punk singer from Winnipeg, who moved out to Vancouver in the early 90s. And what was your connection to Jen at the beginning?
She actually knew Biff Naked back there. And some of our friends, the Enigmas really got along with a Winnipeg band called Personality Crisis. So, in fact, we kind of almost mutated into each other's bands. So we were really close. And she knew them. And so anyway, I lived with the bass player, Brian, from Enigmas and later bands as well. And so I can't remember the first time I met her, but I think I met her in the town pump. And then she started hanging out with Brian quite a bit and talking about being in a band out here and stuff. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you, so they started the band, was it Hypnotic Whale is the band from Winnipeg before Jen moved out to the West Coast.
Right.
And just in case you're listening around the world, the distance between Winnipeg and Vancouver is approximately the distance between London, England, and Moscow in Russia. So it's considerable distance to come, and a lot of artistic types in central Canada end up moving either to Toronto, Montreal, or Vancouver to get more attention and more support, I guess, for arts. Because you originally came from Edmonton, is that correct?
I kind of deny that happened, actually.
Right. Originally from the UK.
Yeah. Well, I crossed Canada from, spent a year in Ottawa, then 2 years in Edmonton, and then managed to make my way out here.
So right, it was, right. Yeah,
took,
right.
A, took a few years to get
right,
out here.
Right, to get out here.
Yeah, so yeah, I knew the prairies enough to know.
Right. Right.
Keep going.
I think it says on the sign, welcome to Alberta, keep going.
That's right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to start right now, we're going to play a song called Slideshow, Mike, from Jen's band Hypnotic Whale, before she made the trek, before she kept going.
Yes, I think so.
Does that work? And then we'll come back. After that, we'll play a song, which is, fast forwarding a few years, called The Worst. A band called The Worst is a group we can discuss and when we come back. And then we'll be back to sort of start more with Jen and your connection to Jen. How does that, is that a good idea?
Sounds logical to me.
Okay, right. Let's do it here. So this is Hypnotic Whale on CJSF, The Noise of Carpet, 90.1 FM. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Need any education on electronic music, that's a show to listen to. That's Connor with Bitcoover. Yeah, definitely listen to that. Today, Mike Davies is sitting in. We're chatting about Jen Wilson, the punk dynamo, and the whirlwind, as she's been described. So, Mike, we heard a group called The Worst there, the song called Werewolf, and that's from 1993, so we'd sped forward a little bit. And what do you know about them and that record?
The legendary Worst, actually.
Right.
Yeah. All these bands in Vancouver I call legendary.
Right.
I sometimes get chastised for bandying around that term, but...
Is it by locals or by people from outside of Vancouver?
From true legends, they get upset. Right? So, anyway. So, The Worst, unfortunately, not only is Jen passed on from The Worst, but the lead singer, Greg Johnson, died...
And who's Greg?
Quite a while ago. He was also in The Fiends,
okay,
which featured my roommate Brian and bass player from The Enigmas. He was in The Fiends, and I think maybe he might have been a Worst at some point, but this version of The Worst actually has the legendary Mark Manhattan,
okay,
from The Valentinos and another band I was in called Psychomania,
okay,
and the legendary Joel Valentino, who
fantastic.
Is legendary.
Is he a brother of the first Valentino?
They're all brothers.
Oh, they're all
Valentinos.
Brothers. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And where are they from? Were they from?
They were a Vancouver, legendary Vancouver band.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Right. Very good.
Anyway, yeah. So, and actually, there's a book I was mentioning called The Knights of Fuzz, which documents all the garage bands in basically North America.
Hmm.
Who and the guy that compiled that thought The Worst were one of the best bands in the world. So
oh, fantastic.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it, really, that they were called The Worst? Don't you think? Yeah. Anyway, so, and we heard Hypnotic Whale. I know nothing about Hypnotic Whale, but that's an intro. You know, she was a Riot Girl kind of before Riot Girls really became
right.
Riot Girls, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Did she, now, did they, when, we're gonna get to GP5 eventually, but were they, at the time when you met her, were they touring at the early days of GP5? Were they touring down south at this point? Or not yet? Or just playing locally?
No. GP5, okay. Yeah, so that's more 95-ish.
Okay. Would The Worst have been touring?
I don't know. But, yeah. You know, for example, this single we have here was pressed in Germany.
Right.
So The Worst had records coming out of Greece, Germany, you name it.
Right.
I don't think they ever went to any of those places.
Oh, right. So somebody must have come here, someone discovered
them
somehow.
I don't know, yeah. But right. They were legendary internationally.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So
so we have to have legendary tag
yes.
to all of these records.
Pretty well, yeah. So let's not bother saying that word anymore.
Okay, so that's just...
It everyone I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. I'll mark that down at home.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to move on to now a band called the Cane Toads.
Yes.
Or is it just Cane Toads? Or does it matter?
I think it's just Cane Toads, yeah.
Okay, so who are Cane Toads?
So the Cane Toads was... Jen's first thing in Vancouver, was starting to work with my roommate Brian, and living in the same house together, we actually ended up joining each other's bands. Like, there was a band before this called Earthling, which was my band, and Brian joined it. Hmm. And then Cane Toes was Brian's band, and then I joined that.
Right.
So so they started working on tunes in about 91, 92, I think.
Okay.
And then we started playing live in about 92.
Okay.
And we actually had a deal with Sony Records out of Seattle. And and of course, everything blew up.
Right. So this is, so is Nevermind out November 91 or so?
Yeah, this was like, I remember at the time thinking, I can't believe I'm actually kind of doing something that's relevant.
Right, right.
Because we were pretty kind of grungy. And, you know, I think the label was more interested in her than the rest of the band, I think.
It's a
grim truth. But, yeah.
And her stage presence, she was, from what I read, she was a rock star.
She came out of the womb a rock star, I think. She had that kind of personality.
Right.
Natural born performer, wasn't shy. She was the center of attention with the band. So
would she write most of the lyrics for these songs?
She was actually, I was complaining at somebody the other day, saying, you know, like, Jen would just start kind of mouthing some, you know, garble along with the song instantly. So
she'd get the feel of the rhythm or something.
It was good. So you know, some of the songs were not bad, I think. So we're gonna play one.
Okay.
Which this was our first demo, and this actually ended up on, of all places, the Sea Fox Vancouver Seeds CD.
Right. Okay.
Because we somehow were in that battle of the bands or something.
Okay.
So we won the opportunity to have a song put on their CD.
Right. Did you get any airplay on Sea Fox?
No. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, good. This is what I love about not to badmouth Sea Fox, really, but the fact that they have this kind of, we're going to do the old school and play the Sex Pistols. And it's like, they were the enemy of all the punk rockers.
Right.
So it's kind of ironic to have them play,
turn back,
the early day stuff.
Sure, fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, so just before you play that, what's that called?
It's called Wake Up Susie.
Wake Up Susie. Okay, so that'll be, so we just have to, and then we're going to roll into a DOA song.
Yeah.
And so this is approximately the same time period. And so we're going to do a four song set here for you because the songs aren't super long. So we're going to roll into a DOA song. What was your connection to DOA in, they've had a career at this point. This is 90 or 91. This is Nevermind has come out. What are you and DOA up to in this time?
Well, actually, DOA had their only sort of real hiatus in 89.
Okay.
And, you know, the lineup changed from the original three or four guys that included Chuck Biscuits, who became quite successful outside of Vancouver in the Circle Jerks, and Danzig. And, and actually he was in, what's his name's band, the singer from Social Distortion, Ness.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Anyway, so he went on to that. Randy Rampage, the bass player, was another friend of mine who passed away. And that's where you start with the steady, incredible loss of members of DOA, which at last count I think was like seven.
Wow.
Or something like that. So anyway, so then they, the mid-80s had a lineup that included the singer of Subhumans, which was Brian Goble, a.k.a. Wimpy Roy, I don't know how many other, lost track of his other names.
Right.
And John Card from Personality Crisis had moved out from Winnipeg, and amazing drummer. He just passed away 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, if Joe Keithley's out there, he wouldn't let me join DOA. I'm sorry to say this.
So
yeah, my friends Brian and John really wanted me to join, but I was too English and my hair was long.
Right.
I wore kind of bell bottoms and I didn't play hockey. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I couldn't get in the band.
You couldn't lie, or you didn't care.
Well, I tried to play hockey, but it was hopeless.
Right, then rugby wasn't a requirement.
Yeah. So anyway, so they starred in this movie called Terminal City Ricochet,
okay,
which has some really, you know, like there's a couple of Jello Biafra, Nomi's No songs on there that are ranked amongst the top, you know, Nomi's No songs.
Right.
So, and there's some great DOA songs with John and Brian.
Okay.
And my replacement, Chris, from Diego of Abortions.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. Excellent. And then to finish off this set, we're gonna play a JP5 song, which is Jen's band.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Zero Train, and it's from a cassette called Whip Ray from 1995. So I wouldn't think this has this been played anywhere before, or
it was just strictly a cassette demo,
right?
So this is before I joined the band.
Okay.
It was the legendary. Well, this guy is legendary, Stephen Hamm. Ex-bass player for Slow,
right?
You name it.
Okay.
Tank Hogg, goes on and on. He's now a cult leader.
Really?
Yeah, he has become the theremin man.
Okay.
And he is sort of half space alien, half just mountaintop guru.
Wow.
With a robe.
What, locally here?
Locally, yeah.
Oh, right.
He's got an album coming out, And the worshiping has started.
So if I need some guidance, I could get his contact, his email.
Yeah. And he arranged that that eclipse.
Oh right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh right. Okay. Okay.
So anyway, I can't remember why I mentioned him, but he's on this. Yeah, he's playing.
He's playing it on Zero Train.
Yes.
This song called Zero Train. What? And he's a drummer.
Sorry. No, he's the bass player.
He's the bass player.
And
okay.
The drummer is Kevin Keating.
Okay. Who's Kevin?
And I joined the band. And Sid Savage from Death Sentence is playing guitar.
Okay.
And I replaced him not too long after this in JP5 for a couple of years. Yeah.
Okay. So at the time, band members were shuffling between bands. And
yes.
Would we need a guitarist. There's a guitarist here. Come and join. And
yeah.
And
it's pretty fluid.
Right. So say you went to Europe with your partner for 6 months and came back, would somebody be in your band, in your spot in your band?
Probably.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And the band would probably be signed to some big label.
Of course. Okay, great. So we're going to start with Cane Toads. And what's the name of the song again?
This one's called Wake Up Susie, which
right.
was a handy name because I actually get royalty checks. When bands mistakenly write down
right.
Wake Up Susie instead of Wake Up Little Susie.
Right. Oh, well
I actually
done.
Get a royalty check. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll send you one for this. So here's Cane Toads' Wake Up Susie on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's the noise of carpet.
There it goes.